This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Butch Goring, he joins us here on the K Show. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing well, Don. Thank you very much. Yes, it's nervous time right now in the Islander camp, I would think.
Now, everything seems to point to Barzal being able to play in this game. He's going to be a game-time decision. But if he can't go, Butch, what do they do? Because that's a lot to lose, isn't it?
Well, it is a big loss, but this is a team that hasn't relied on one individual the entire season. So as much as they would miss Barzal, particularly with the ability he has to become a game-breaker or score overtime goal if need be, these guys find a way. Let's remember that they came back two goals late in the third period, and Matthew Barzal was not available. So they're a team that's, I think, figures out what they need to do to win hockey games, to stay competitive. So if Matt can't go, well, yes, it would hurt their chances, but it wouldn't nullify their chances.
And, you know, it's easy to look at a loss like that. And I didn't think they played great, certainly, and then they came back with the two goals in a minute and 33 seconds. But they're playing a really good Philadelphia Flyer team. I mean, people tend to forget that. And now with Van Riemsdyk scoring a goal, Giroux scoring a goal, is there a concern that you are going to get maybe a better Flyer team here at the end of the series than you did in the beginning?
There's no doubt that they're going to be a little bit better. I think they're finding their rhythm just a little bit. So, you know, both teams are kind of feeling each other out. And the Islanders came off, a real, real strong series against the Capitals. So they really had their game going. And the Flyers actually had struggled a little bit against Montreal. So they really hadn't, I found their A game. And I'm not sure they have it yet, but you know, they have a good team. I mean, they finished ahead of the Islanders during the regular season, and they certainly were ready to play in the round-robin games. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent there. I mean, the difference being right now is the Islanders have been able to defensively really hold them off the score sheet, and really until the last couple of games, they have made very, very few mistakes. So if they can come back to the game where we saw them in game one, two, three, and four, you know, then I think they're going to come away with a win.
What do you think of Carter Hart?
I like Carter Hart. I think he's played very well. He's a young goaltender, obviously, with not a ton of playoff experience. I don't think myself, personally, the Islanders have taken advantage of a lot of the things that he's allowed them to see. Is he playing that well or are the shooters that bad? And I'm not going to go either way, but I think there's some thoughts there that you could certainly look at Carter and find some holes in his game. But he certainly is a good young goaltender. He's very cool, very calm, and certainly relishes the opportunity to play in these big game scenarios. So, you know, the Islanders have showed that they can score on this guy, and I don't think they're certainly saying, hey, we can't win because Carter Hart's in net.
No, they shouldn't think that at all. And it's nice. Listen, nobody in New York likes the Philadelphia Flyers, but they've been searching for a goaltender, you know, since Hextall, probably since Pelly Lindbergh, when you think about it. And right. I see a lot of similarities in Pelly, in him. I mean, a good young guy that I think is going to be someone the Islanders and everybody else in that Metropolitan Division is going to have to contend with for the next decade.
I would agree with you. And, you know, again, people, you know, sometimes forget how young he is. And goaltenders, like everybody else, they need time and they need the experience of playing the league. And then, you know, a lot of goaltenders play extremely well first time around the league because everybody doesn't know exactly how they play all the situations, maybe what their tendencies are. So they get tested a little bit later on in their career. But at the same breath, they're really good goaltenders. They alter their schedules a little bit. They alter the way they play. They understand that they have to make changes. They can't be as predictable. And so this guy here certainly looks to me like he's going to have a really bright future with the Flyers. And as you mentioned, the Flyers have been looking for a number one goaltender, an all-star type goaltender for a long time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C. D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Talking to Butch Goring from the MSG Networks, they're going to have a pregame show at 6:30 tonight on both MSG and MSG Plus, and they'll also have a postgame show. And of course, Butch does a great job with Brendan Burke all year long as the Islanders trying to get to the conference final since 1993. I mean, how conscious are players of the history, Butch?
I think they're very conscious. I mean, obviously, whenever players come into the Nassau Coliseum, they see all the retired jerseys, they see the Stanley Cup banners, and so there's a long history there. But they want to carve out their own niche with the Islanders, and yes, they're aware of the success that the Islanders had in the early '80s and in '93 when they had a pretty good run. But again, they don't want to live in the past. They want to live in the present, and they want people to talk about them somewhere down the road, that this was a heck of a hockey team and this team won the Stanley Cup. So it's there. You can't deny it. But at the same time, I think they're very much in tune with we need to carve our own sort of niche in history.
Now, Peter, I don't know if you've seen this, but on social media, on Twitter, the MSG Isles on MSG Plus do a great job of kind of tweeting out information. And when something great happens with the Islanders, they tweet out video of Butch Goring from the early 80s dancing. And it's I don't know if you look it up, Peter. It is hilarious.
Right. Butch, I didn't know you were a dancer.
He does a great job. And listen, you had long hair, good-looking guy. So when you look at that video, do you get nostalgic for the past? Do you go, my God, I don't want to look at that video again?
Well, actually, you know what? I enjoy it. I've always loved to dance and at parties and such. And then, that was a charity event. I think it was for the World Hunger at the time, or Local Hunger, and all the guys participated. And it's too bad. I don't know where that video came from. I would love to see the whole video, but it's really been great. And the fans are always they're always fun, especially on Twitter. And everybody's having fun with it, and now every time we win a game, everybody tweets out the dancing of Butch Goring. So I'm all for it, because I hope I can see it another 9 times. So it's been great.
All right, Butchie, enjoy it, man. We'll be watching.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.